And it's one of the most popular shows on Broadway. Rave reviews, 12 Tony Award nominations, one of the most diverse casts. But Natasha and Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812 is closing September 3rd. It's complicated. Pop superstar Josh Groban played Pierre. He left in early July as scheduled and was replaced by Okirite Onadawan, known as Oak, from Hamilton. But despite favorable reviews for Oak, an African-American, ticket sales tanked. He was asked to step aside for 3 weeks, so Broadway legend Manny Patinkin could have a short run and boost sales, then Oak could come back. But social media exploded. Charges of racism on one side, political correctness on the other. Patinkin backed out. The play now folds. Jeremy Gerard is Broadway critic for Deadline.com. He joins us by Skype. Jeremy, your take.
I think that what's happened with The Great Comet is in some ways an old Broadway story. You don't sell tickets, you close. And in some ways, it's the most important story about another aspect of Broadway that's going on today, which is how does Broadway, just like Hollywood, deal with issues of race in casting and in hiring onstage and backstage personnel. Here you had a show that only got to Broadway on the strength of a superstar, Josh Groban, joining the cast.
Even though we've seen it, it's an extraordinary show. We'll post our backstage interview with Josh Groban and our interviews with the creators at HereNow.org. It was an instant hit.
There were many, many shows in the history of Broadway that are great shows that didn't work on Broadway. And there are many complicated reasons for this one. It's being sort of hung on the fact that there was a social media backlash against the displacement of Oak by Broadway star Mandy Patinkin, who, once this social media backlash began, Mandy immediately withdrew. He didn't want to have any part in displacing another actor, Oak.
And especially an African-American actor. Some of the tweets and the hashtags. Here's a tweet from Broadway veteran Jackie Hoffman, who said, "In Xanadu, I was replaced by Whoopi Goldberg, not because she's black, but because she sold tickets. Hashtag not about race." But on the other hand, you had actor Rafael Casal. He wrote, "Telling actors of color to hashtag make room, really? At Great Comet, hashtag make room is the new code for still not your turn." And yet, Jeremy, this is a play that won an award for its diversity.
The play won an award for its diversity and was recognized throughout the industry as a paradigm of what we call color-conscious casting and hiring. But none of those make any difference at the box office. And although the box office was great while Josh Groban was there, all the indications were that the tickets were going to fall off after he left. It's not just the presence of the superstar. The Great Comet of 1812 is an anomalous Broadway show. It was beloved by the critics and beloved by the downtown audience, but the uptown audience was basically the fans of Josh Groban. And unless the producers had hired another superstar, I think if they had brought in Usher, for example, to replace Josh Groban, that show would run into next year.
Well, and they were very apologetic. The creator, Dave Malloy, apologized immediately. He said he just hadn't considered the optics of the switch.
One of the worst word choices, by the way, that I can imagine, calling this really a problem of optics.
As opposed to a problem.
Terrible.
But it is true that he was desperately trying to save the show. And now, not only does Oak not get to play the part, nobody gets to play a part.
Well, that's the tragedy of this show. Many critics, myself included, were champions of this show in its off-Broadway creation leading up to Broadway. And we're all really, really sad.
Well, you can see it till September 3rd. Jeremy Gerard, Broadway critic for Deadline.com. Thank you so much.
My pleasure.